Hello and how are you guys? Welcome to this podcast titled Quit the Snoring. I know many of us are victims of this dreading habit and some of us suffer from have to sleep with those who snore loudly. Nevertheless, I have great news for you all. You can take your sleep back. Snoring is not just something people do. It is a symptom. Snoring is a manifestation of damage that caused by an underlying issue. So in today's episode we shall be discussing snoring and surgery. Life in the 21st century has amazing advances in medicine and surgery. Snoring has plagued mankind since ancient times. If the snorer is lucky on this day, the effect of snoring is really felt. Before trying any method to stop snoring, take advantage of what the medical community has to offer. Find out why you snore. Knowing the root cause of snoring can help point you in the right direction to eliminate or minimize snoring. Terrain options are available. Allergy treatments range from surgical to non-surgical. Although surgical treatment for snoring is rare, snoring is not the same as surgery. Surgery is often considered the final solution to many life problems. This does not always happen with snoring. In fact, there is no operation for snoring. For various reasons, surgery should be considered a last resort. Every surgical procedure has risks, and in many cases the risks outweigh the benefits. But if there are few options to take care of it, it usually affects a person's health and well-being. Snoring surgery. Surgery is an exploratory procedure. The nature of the operation is somewhat obvious. Fighting snoring is counterproductive, especially when there are other methods to treat the problem that are much less invasive and more successful. Surgery causes scarring. And because it's an investigative procedure, the doctor doesn't know what he's up against until he cuts into the patient. Surgery is often the real cause of snoring. After surgery such as rhinoplasty, the truth is that surgery is not a cure for snoring. Surgical treatment for snoring is not a common procedure and is not as reliable as some surgical procedures that are performed routine. Snoring is the result of tissue obstruction in the airways. Surgical treatment involves removing the excess tissue that may be causing the obstruction. For some people, this may be a reasonable and acceptable answer to their snoring problem, but for most people who snore, it is definitely not. Remember that snoring is not always the source of the problem. Snoring is often, if not always, a sign of something else in the body. The cause of snoring problem is unique and different for each person. Therefore, there is no simple solution to every person's snoring problem. Surgery does not always remove the root cause. Reasons for refusing surgery for snoring. Surgery is recommended as the first and only solution for people with problems in many cases of snoring. Surgery is considered the first choice for various diseases and it can only be for treatment. Not so with snoring. Although surgery can save lives and reduce suffering, it comes with costs other than financial costs. There are several reasons why surgery should not be considered because of the risks associated with surgery. These include 1. Cosmetic effects after surgery. 2. Infection. 3. Scar tissue and swelling. 4. Expensive surgical procedures. 5. Intensive treatment process. 6. Expensive drugs to reduce pain and control inflammation. 7. The possibility of damage to speech and voice. 8. Problems with swallowing. 9. Leakage due to trauma and bleeding is possible. 10. Dry mouth can be annoying. 11. Possibility of severe pain in the ear. A review of surgical procedures for snoring. Surgery is a life-saving tool that has saved countless lives. But in the case of snoring, surgery is not a guaranteed solution to the problem. Anyone who directly or indirectly deals with snoring should be aware of this when looking for a solution to the problem. The following examples show typical surgical procedures to treat snoring and how they are performed. They can mislead the patient. These examples often mention the name of the surgery, what it is for, and most importantly, the side effects. The result of each respective method is stated. The aforementioned complications are important as a result of various surgical procedures. Problems can range from financial to long-term or ongoing problems for the patient. Fighting snoring after surgery, what each of these operations actually does. In this regard, collective effects should be seriously considered when several options are available. Again, this is why surgery should be considered a last resort in most cases. These risks are particularly related to surgical procedures. There are other risks that are included in any operation, but these other types of problems cannot be compared to a unique set of snoring and various problems. Surgery is designed to adjust snoring. Another danger is anesthesia. This is not always the case for surgery, but it applies to any type of major surgery. Snoring surgery requires this, and anesthesia is known to cause complications in some people. In addition to this, new types of snoring surgery have been developed, including somnoplasty and snoroplasty. These procedures are new and have not yet been proven to have any reliable success rate, and it is unclear what the long-term effects of such surgeries may be for snoring. surgery is generally good. Very good. But this does not mean that surgery is the best way to solve the problem of snoring. Be clear, there are many non-surgical treatments for snoring, some of which have been around for a long time, while others are relatively new. These less invasive snoring relief steps are the ones that provide the most snoring relief. Countless people around the world use these alternative methods with great success, making it easier for themselves and those around them to fall asleep. As for well-being, we'll see now. This is the end for this episode. Hope you are ready to take your sleep back. Thanks for listening. Bye.